I did my 2 years national service. I could have evaded, because being in agriculture, you could have get around it. But I felt that government paid for a lot of my schooling. I mean, I got a bursary through university. Yeah. And then, so I went and did my 2 years. I volunteered for the army, because by volunteering I could get into what I wanted to. I wanted to get into the Royal Artillery, because I didn't feature myself being in the infantry, which was sort of, it's also pretty dangerous. And certainly didn't want to go into the tank corps, like sitting in a tin can getting fired at. I didn't like that. And my father had been in the artillery, and field artillery was what I preferred, because it was my dad was actually in the heavy artillery. My father got his Iron Cross when he was in the German regiment that looked after what is nowadays called Big Bertha. It was a huge gun that traveled on railroad tracks. And interestingly enough, when I was at Mons OCS, that's Mons Officer Cadet School, I was being interviewed by a colonel, remember his name, but anyway. And he was First World War man, and he looked through my papers and he said, "Gumperch, see you volunteered." I said, "Yes, sir." He would just answer, "Yes, sir," at the end. And he said, "Family?" And I said, "Yes, sir." Namely, it's a family reason for joining the artillery, volunteering with the family. And he said, "First World War?" "Yes, sir." "Where?" "France?" "Yes, sir." Oh, no, he got really interested, you know. He was like, "Where?" He actually had to ask, you know, I had to say something. And I said, well, I know I just can't say yes, sir, but so it sort of got personal, almost. It was a place called Lyon, because there are pictures of this church, which is an odd church tower, and I've been there, and it's definitely Lyon, where my father fought. He said, "When?" I said, 1916. "Oh," he said, "what's your name again?" "Gumperch." "Shouldn't I know your father?" And I said, "No, sir." "Why?" Because he was on the front. He was in Lyon in 1916. And, you know, the lines were pretty stationary. Uh-huh. It wasn't as if you moved around. Uh-huh. I said, "Perhaps it because he was on the other side, sir." And he looked back and he said, "Oh, the Kaiser's boys." Like, this is heaven to know a son of the Kaiser's boys. One of his buddies. He tried to kill, but it's all right, you know. And he said, "What happened?" And I said, "Well, my father was decorated Iron Cross First Class." And he said, "Was he a lieutenant acting as a major?" And I said, "Yes, he was." Well, the major was on leave. The colonel had shell shock. And the adjutant, who was a captain, was out of it or whatever. And my dad, what happened was, and this is what this colonel explained. My dad never talked about it. But what happened was the British attacked and routed the Germans. And according to the colonel, a young lieutenant rallied the German troops and fought off the attack, giving the Germans enough time to withdraw Big Bertha along the railway line and get the heck out of there, that's why the British attacked. They wanted the gun. And the colonel knew that it was a young lieutenant who was later promoted to captain. He said, "Big deal," and he was pretty sure he'd get Iron Cross First Class for this particular deal. Yeah, so that was Dad.
How did the British officer know what was happening behind the Germans?
Oh, they played soccer on Sundays, that's why. They played soccer, they played football on Sundays. They all got out there and played soccer.
I thought that was only at Christmas.
Ah. Well, these guys knew each other. He knew who was who.
Yeah.
And he wasn't in the German army, I can guarantee you that.
Uh-huh. So you did your national service, did you have to...
Well, I did anywhere. One year I was fooling around taking all kinds of courses, and I took a parachute jumping course, I took a REME course, great stuff, you know, Rolls Royce engines you had to take apart and put together, and excellent instructors, and parachute jumping five jumps was a dream. And then, of course, you never got the final one because they asked you, are you willing to sign on for an extra year? And I said, well, I'll think it over. Well, they knew that meant no. So, I mean, you never got the few pennies extra. And so then when I went after I went through Monza with CS, I wanted to go to Hong Kong, and I applied for Hong Kong, but you had to have 14 months left, and I didn't. I only had 12 months left. So I applied for Germany, and I got that because I was fluent in German. And so I spent a year in the British Army of the Rhine doing winter warfare skiing and marathon running in the summer. I didn't do too many parades.
Which year was this?
1954 to 56. I got out on the 9th of October, 1956. The reason I remember was that it's when the Suez Crisis broke. And it broke actually either that day or the day after, because I was at Woolwich, and I was being demobbed, and they were waiting for the bus to go down to Woolwich station. And I didn't wait for the bus. I took my kit bag and walked down to Woolwich station, changed into civilian clothes in the waiting room, and hopped on the first train. Because as a territorial, I wasn't smart enough to get into the Army Emergency Reserve. They were already called up, incidentally. You see, everybody tried to get in that. Well, I didn't get, I was lucky I didn't. But I realized that the next thing was they were going to call up the terriers. Mm-hmm. And I was on the train. Well, they could easily recognize me by my haircut. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I was out of Woolwich.